welcome to Curmudgeon's Corner for Sunday, September 23rd, 2012. I'm Sam Minter. Yvonne Beau is with us.
Hello.
And we've got an agenda for you, but actually, I almost forgot, but I am good. I did not forget.
Feedback.
We did get feedback.
More feedback. More feedback. Keep feedback. It coming. Keep it coming.
So this is from M. She signs her emails M-E-M. So, hi, Sam and Yvonne. 'Tis the time of elections that I often turn to you guys for your opinion and analysis. Thank you for adding the human factor to your numbers. I find it very important, and I also agreed with many well-placed sentence enhancers.
Sentence enhancers?
By the way, I'm betting that it
Does that mean that I said fuck many times or something?
I think that's probably what that means.
Oh, okay, yes, all right. Yes. Okay.
BTW, I'm betting it was Yvonne that was censored, LMAO. P.S. Yes,
pretty sure that was it.
P.S. I still prefer a flip phone.
You know, I was thinking about that when I read her comment. It's a convenience factor for a phone. She's right. It is smaller. It is it's pretty, quick. I don't know. You know, I was thinking about.
By the way, my sister is also very much in the camp of, I don't want a smartphone. I want a dumb phone. I don't want a device that has all this stuff on it. I just want a phone. Yes, I want to be able to text because, not ancient. But, I want a phone.
Make a smarter version of the old flip phone. You know what I'm saying is what I think. Not for nothing. I mean, you could do. I think I have seen some people have done dual screens with both are touch. I think I did see somebody put something out like that.
But you see, the thing is that there are a variety of feature phones that are in between.
Right.
To me, it's like, okay, look, if you've got one of two things, if you're really after a device that 99.9% of the time you're going to use the damn thing as a phone, and maybe you want to snap an occasional picture and you want to do some texting, then you don't need very much. If you are going to use it as an internet connected device, then you want a real smartphone. It's like the in-between is sort of weird to me. I can sort of understand the people who were like, all I want is a phone. Just give me a phone. Now, having said that, I say I can kind of understand them, but not really. Because remember, I'm the one who uses, I almost never use the phone on this thing. If you dropped the phone out of this device, I wouldn't give a crap. It would be just as good a device to me.
Right, versus me, who I just looked up the other day, and apparently I have spoken in the last year, apparently 2 months, on the phone, according to the counter. Close to it anyway.
I would be thrilled if they would sell me a device that had no voice plan and was data only, but otherwise was the same as the iPhone.
Yeah.
The iPad Touch, for instance.
If it had
a data connection instead of Wi-Fi only, it would be awesome.
No, I get that.
And if I really need to, I can pay Skype and get incoming Skype calls, and that would be fine.
I get it.
You're a different use case. Most people are a different use case. Yeah, but I know there are quite a few people who using the phone is a secondary. Could you get back to the microphone? It's like you went away.
Oh, there it is. Sorry. That's because when I sneezed, I pulled it away. Okay. Sorry. When I had my Razor, okay, I did synchronize it with my Outlook. Okay, yeah. I actually went and had my calendar and other things on it, okay, and that was quite useful. However, Motorola the software was kludgy. It wasn't very good. You couldn't really hold music. They did do that one phone with that iTunes thing, but it was just kind of silly. It didn't really work very well.
Yeah, the original iTunes phone or whatever they called it.
Right.
Yeah, it was crap.
Yeah, it was crap. I mean, you know, it had a whole bunch of stupid limitations. If they had actually probably developed a really slick device around that concept, I may have been hooked on that and not changed to an iPhone. But the reality is that Motorola dropped the ball. I mean, it's the truth, because I really like that damn Razor, if I'm honest. So, you know, anyway. All right, well, we are where we are. I have an iPhone, and I, you know, so therefore, I mean, we have, my wife has an iPhone. We all have iPhones. So
yeah, we all have iPhones. And we do have on our agenda talking about the iPhone and iOS 6. So do we want to just jump ahead on, since we're talking phones, do that now?
Why don't we start with that? Yes, since that was the topic at hand. I mean, I installed the iOS 6 update on my phone.
I installed it yesterday. So I had it less than 24 hours.
I think I did say, I mean, I was like under no pretense of rushing out the door to buy an iPhone 5, even though I like the phone very much. Don't get me wrong. I really think, you know, that since I do a lot of data on the phone, it would be nice to have the higher speed connectivity. Okay. So I would like that. It's lighter. It has a bigger screen. I don't know if I'm so keen on such a much of a bigger phone. I have to go see it. I don't know. You see?
Here's where we are. We had pretty much made the decision that, you know, I mentioned a week or two ago, we're on an every other iPhone cycle. Mm-hmm. And so we got the 4s. We did not get the 4S.
So you'll and get
going back all the way to the beginning, frankly, we did not get the original iPhone. We got the 3s.
Neither did I.
We did not get the 3GS or whatever it was, but we did get the 4, etc. So we were going to all upgrade for 5s, but we hadn't decided on the timing yet. And then Amy forced our hand.
Because?
Yeah, she killed her phone.
She killed her phone.
She killed her phone. And, okay. Of course, the timing is completely coincidental.
Oh, yeah. It was just a total coincidence, of course. I mean, she dropped it out the seventh floor's certain story window. Of course, it was just an accident.
Yeah,
it was just
an accident. Could she help that she stomped on it? I don't know.
No, actually, I'll
give her the benefit of the doubt. I saw the thing. It basically just stopped turning on. There was no visible physical damage to the phone. And it acted weird for a couple days, and then it just stopped turning on. So we have made the decision that she will get the first iPhone 5 in the family. And believe me, that kills me. It kills me that it is not me. Okay?
Oh, that's funny.
So our plan roughly is all three of us are eligible for upgrades, but we'll space it out for budgetary reasons. So we'll probably get hers this month. Brandy's phone is in the next worst shape. And then mine will probably be fucking last. Between now and the end of the year, all three of us will probably upgrade. But we'll space it out a little bit just so we don't have the whole impact in one month.
Right.
But she hasn't gotten hers yet. We weren't gonna, you know, be one of the Yahoos waiting in line all day.
Oh yeah, that's just moronic. That's just fucking moronic.
So
yeah. I'm like, you know that I've come to the conclusion that I think that people actually do it because they want to be seen in the line. They want to be the publicity.
That's part of it, and there's a little party atmosphere. I'll tell you, I waited in line once for an Apple event. It was not for a hardware. It was one of the early macOS upgrades. You know?
Okay.
I forget. It was like 10.2 or 10.3 or something like that.
Okay. And?
It was fun. It was fun?
Okay.
Well,
how long did you stay in line? Let me ask a question.
Only a couple hours.
Only a couple of hours.
Only a couple of hours. Right. And it wasn't a midnight thing. They had it, like, it went on sale at, like, you know, 6 p.m. or something. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's just that my thing is that I'm just like,
Or maybe it was midnight. It was probably, I don't remember. But anyway, they had a little event and they handed out little things. And like, they had a little dog tag with the picture of the apple on it. And, you know, that they handed out little souvenirs and doodads to the people who waited in line. And it was kind of cool. And, you know, there were, you know, the other random people in line, and they were all like, you know, excited about their Apple stuff.
I just, it doesn't matter. They can give me all the fucking
doodads. I'll tell you.
I'm the guy who will pay to cut in front of every fucking line. Like, you know, it's like, to go to Miami.
I pick what to eat every day for lunch based on what has the shortest line.
I mean, let me put an example. To go to Miami on I-95, they develop these express lanes, and they have variable tolling. It can go up as high as, like,
extra to go in
$5.
Lanes. Yeah.
I mean, you could pay, I've paid up to $5, you know, one way for a short, just so I don't have to wait. I'm like, I don't care. I'm not doing this. Okay. I'm done. Okay. No fucking lines for me. No. But, so maps.
Wait. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. That was enough about that iPhone 5 itself. Cool little phone. Incremental upgrades on everything, but everyone agrees it's much nicer all the way around. And
it's a very nice all around device.
Selling like hotcakes.
Hotcakes, absolutely.
So let's take a break, and we'll talk about the iOS 6 upgrade that went out not just to the 5, but to the older phones too. And I know you've got some thoughts on maps. I've got some things to bitch about it too. So, you're going to defend maps. I'm going to bitch about some other things.
Okay.
We'll be back after this. Okay, Yvonne, so let's start out with the maps controversy. For anybody who doesn't have, let me give the overall background.
Give the overall background.
After this thing launched, the biggest blow up that people have been talking about it is basically how the maps app, the accuracy in many situations is much lower than the app it replaced. Everybody sort of agrees it looks very pretty and it's very nice looking, but there are numerous reports all over the place of people who are searching for certain things and get stuff that's completely non-intuitive, or it can't find it at all, or it puts it in the wrong place. There are lots of reports of directions that are bad, that the street maps that are out of date, places where it routes you in places that are completely screwed up. In the 3D view, there are a lot of places where it doesn't look normal like it should. It's just completely bizarre and screwed up because things like, you know, bridges that look like they're melted and stuff like that. And they're you know, whole like websites that are now dedicated towards examples of the weird looking stuff. And so the big criticism here is that there was a gap in quality control here, and says, like, what the fuck? How did you possibly think this was ready for prime time? You know, it may be fine in certain situations and certain things, but once you had millions of real people using it, there were tons of people finding major problems in what they saw. And, you know, maybe this should have been held back a little while. Maybe it just plain wasn't ready. And maybe it will be ready in a few months, but it's not ready now. Okay, so you tried it out.
Okay, I went, and what I decided to do is, okay, I heard all this bitching, right? So I went and I started just doing a whole bunch of just random searches and pick for directions and stuff. Okay? I'm going to say that it was, for directions and maps, and it was accurate. Okay?
Now, I
just took a list of, like, let me search for restaurants nearby places. Boom. Give me Starbucks nearby. Boom. Popular Starbucks. Give me this restaurant. Boom. Give me this other restaurant. Boom. Find me this other place. Boom. I just sat there, like, one after the other after the other after the other. And it was accurate.
So you were sitting there doing this at home. You weren't actually driving around.
No. I was just sitting at home, and I'm just throwing at it random places to find.
Uh-huh.
And it was accurate.
Did you try some of the places that people have complained about?
Yes, I did. I tried one, for example, that for example, the Brooklyn Bridge. Yeah. Now, the Brooklyn Bridge, in terms of the map view, it's fine. Everything's a problem. The 3D view looks like the picture's like, you know, something's wrong with the picture.
Yeah.
But let's face it, the 3D view is a nice to have that was added. Okay? It's a gimmick.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if you looked at it in the map view, it looked perfectly normal. There was no impact on navigation at all or finding a place, okay?
Right. So there were two, just to be clear, there are two classes of errors that people pointed out. One is the things that looked funky in the 3D view, which, as you said, they look funky and weird on the 3D view, and it's easy to make fun of them. Things like airports that look like mountains.
Right.
And then there's, I can't find whatever, or I get crappy directions, and, which actually affect your sort of direct use.
Correct.
Here's the thing there.
I'll say one thing on that. Okay, there's one comment that I wanted to add to that. I've been thrown on wild goose chases by Google Maps, on the iPhone so many freaking times.
Actually used Google Maps on the iPhone? Because this is one of the things that I don't get about this conversation. I haven't used that thing since the first day I bought the phone.
I use Maps, on occasion, on the phone in order to find stuff, okay? And I used it, maybe a couple of times a month, okay? Maybe a couple of days, I would use it on a couple of occasions to find something, okay? But I will tell you something. I got thrown on a whole bunch of fucking wild goose.
So look, here's the thing, and then I'll get to some of my use cases in a second. But, like, nobody who was saying – who was talking about these problems was implying that there were not many cases that it was good. They were just implying that there are many cases that they were wrong, and it was more frequent. Like, nobody's implying Google's perfect either. But what they're saying is,
I disagree. I think a lot of people were implying that Google Maps were perfect.
No.
Yes.
Lots of people were implying that it's a hell of a lot better, but that's not the same as perfect. I think there's enough anecdotal evidence here to say that clear.
I don't know. You see.
And look, it also depends on where you're doing coverage. Like, a lot of the complaints I saw were coming from Europe.
Oh, okay. Now, I agree with that.
International coverage, like, there were islands in the Caribbean that are completely blank that have detailed maps.
I did try that Grand Cayman map, but it did come up with detail to me.
Okay.
So
I wouldn't be surprised if they're pushing fixes in real time as they're finding some of these errors too.
But I think my point is about it. It seems a lot like AntennaGate too, where it's just like people blow up. Like, make major blow-ups about stuff that I'm like, I've tried in real life with a device, and it's like incredibly blown out of proportion whatever.
Here's the thing I think you're going to find. They have a mechanism in place to find and fix map errors.
Correct,
and
yes.
And they're going to be in fucking overdrive these first few weeks. And so I bet you that almost anything that has been publicized as, ha-ha, look at what they screwed up on this one, will be fixed in a couple weeks. And it'll get better as time progresses. Having said that, mapping is a very hard problem. Apple has a couple good data sources with TomTom and the OpenStreetMap folks and stuff like this. But, Google went out and bought multiple companies for the sole purpose of enhancing their mapping software. They've got software out there in the wild that they encourage people to make their own maps and upload them of areas that are underserved. So every couple months, on the Google Maps blog, they post something about, hey, we now have coverage in, you know,
so on and so forth.
Such and such province of such and such country that previously had been blank and now it's been filled in thanks to the volunteers from blah, blah, blah. They have that kind of stuff, you know, on a regular basis and are pushing out they've put a massive amount of effort into and money into their map quality and increasing it over time. So Apple will take time to catch up with that. And but you know, it does surprise me though that, I mean, iOS 6 was out in developer previews for months.
And none of them bitched about this, I guess.
And none of it, where were we not hearing about this from all the people who had this in developer previews?
I agree. I guess maybe they were just like you. They barely used the app.
Well, now here's the thing. I would have used, like, now we'll talk about my use case for a second. Why do I not use the Maps app? Because it didn't do turn by turn.
Right.
And so, like, to me, a Maps app without turn by turn is sort of a curiosity. I'll use it to look up, you know, okay, where is the capital of Montana or something on a national map? But I'm not using it to look up where I'm going this afternoon, because if I'm going to do that, I want an app with turn by turn. So, you know, and I've talked on the show before how I've tried a dozen of them, and once turn by turn was authorized on the iPhone and apps started to be released that did it, that's when I stopped ever opening the Maps app. I tried the Maps app a handful of times before that to figure out where to go, but was always frustrated because actually trying to use it without turn by turn to get somewhere while you're driving.
It's a nuisance. Yeah.
Yeah.
And normally, I would say
it was pretty much impossible. You could use it.
Yeah.
You could use it while you're walking or something. But like, so anyway, once there were turn by turn apps, I almost never opened that thing again. I had the Garmin app. I had the Waze app. I had some others I played with, and that's what I used for navigation. And so like when I was thinking, okay, now Apple's coming out with their cool Maps app, not one second was I ever thinking in my head, I'm going to compare it to the existing Maps app. I was thinking, I'm going to compare it to Garmin. I'm going to compare it to Waze. I'm going to compare it to things like that. And of course, I don't have this for comparison, but on Android, the Google Maps have done turn by turn for over a year now, over 2 years now, maybe. I forget. And so that's the comparison I was going to be making. But then, of course, I found out it doesn't do turn by turn on the iPhone 4. You know, so like...
Oh, on the 4.
On the 4. On the iPhone 4.
I think
4,
it does. 4S, it does. Because 4, it let me... Right.
Yeah, on the 4, which is what I have, it doesn't have the 3D view that everybody's talking about at all. And okay. It doesn't do turn by turn at all. Okay. It just has the flat view, and yeah, I looked at the flat view maps for the areas right around my house, and they were fine. But I was like, well, I'm never opening this again, because it's useless to me, just like the old Maps app was.
I mean, I will tell you, let me explain, you know, the reason why I used the app more than anything wasn't to get turn by turn. It was to find a place, take that address, punch it in my GPS, and then go there.
Okay.
And the thing is that even with a turn-by-turn now,
I guess I could go to the Maps app for that. Like my GPS apps have that built in, so like I would never have thought of that.
Right, but and my GPS in my car has a feature to search for places, but it's kind of annoying.
Yeah, I
don't like it. It's a lot easier for me to actually just give a voice command, you know, using Siri and say, I just tell it. Like, for example, usually one of the things that happens, I'm driving to a customer, I'm on the road, I want to find a Starbucks, okay? Just somewhere to go and chill out. So I'll just say to the phone, Starbucks. And it'll show me the closest ones, and I'll take the address, and then boom. Or I'll type it in the Maps app, and type Starbucks.
Here in the Seattle area, if I'm thinking I want a Starbucks, all I have to do is turn around.
Well, I agree, but I don't live in Seattle. Okay, all right, all right. So you know,
let me before we wrap it up on iOS 6, I do want to mention some other things about iOS 6.
By the way, I love the rest of the iOS. Okay, I gotta say I like, but I do see some things as potentially could be annoying. But go ahead.
I, I'll start out with one thing I like, which is the VIP mail in mail. This, you can mark somebody as a VIP. It gets you a separate mailbox that only has the VIPs.
That rocks.
I've set that up with my immediate family and the people I work most closely with at work. And kaboom! I've only had this on. I turned it on Saturday on the weekend. I've already been using it to identify things that I need to answer. Both because I've been getting bad, I'm drowning in email. I've been getting bad at both answering my family when they send me things and in making sure that the important stuff at work rises to the top. So right. Already I was like, oh, look at that. And boom. So
No, I know that rocks. Great feature. I love that.
They'd added it to the desktop mail client.
I saw it too. It showed up on my desktop mail client too.
Well, no, they'd added that. That was a Mountain Lion feature when that launched.
Well, I guess it wasn't as obvious, to me originally.
The one thing that on Mountain Lion, the default though was it showed you the VIPs for all your mail folders, which I found was kind of useless. Once I had it on my phone, I figured out that there's a little thing you can click to make it only show you the ones in your inbox. So that, because once I've filed it away, I don't want that cluttering up that view.
Okay.
So, but it's great on there too. The only thing is, of course, I don't use the mail app for my work email. But I do use it on the phone for my work email. Anyway, that's kind of cool. So I really like that feature. Now a couple things to bitch about. And then I'll let you, give any additional positive stuff.
Let me see if I can take a guess about one that you're going to bitch about. I'm going to take a guess.
Yeah.
Okay? Because I can see why this is a plus and a minus at the same time. It's the whole address book thing with Facebook.
I hadn't even noticed that. I did the syncing, but what was a problem with it for you?
Well, it's not that it's a problem, but I can see how it could be a problem. If you're one of those people that all of a sudden have 1,200 people as friends on Facebook, you're in for a little bit of a surprise and trying to find one phone number in your phone. That list, it adds it to your contact list. Also, your contact list gets quite crowded.
Oh, and see, my contact list as it was bigger than my Facebook list, so it didn't matter. But
okay, all right. Okay.
Is annoying about that, by the way, this makes it more annoying, the fact that a number of months ago, Facebook flipped it so that the default email in your Facebook profile is your Facebook email address.
I think I did correct that.
I changed mine, but I actually didn't bother to change it until yesterday because I noticed all of a sudden in my address book are all these people with Facebook email addresses.
Right, I saw that.
That's not their real email address. I bet mine's still showing up. I would be pissed if people start emailing me at my Facebook email address.
Yeah, I know. That would be utterly.
I want it coming to my freaking email. If you're going to message me on Facebook, whatever. But if you email me, for God's sake, email it to me. Because you can't even hook up your real email client to get your Facebook email. It's only there when you go to the Facebook website.
It's fucking ridiculous.
And it's buried in a stupid location too. So here are the things that I want to bitch about. In order, first I'll start with one that I mentioned. They took off the official YouTube app.
Right. I did install the
replacement one from Google.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. And this one, if it was me, I couldn't give a fuck one way or another. I would never use the damn thing. I would play YouTube video through Safari or through whatever. I would never go to the YouTube app. However, that was Alex's favorite app.
Ooh.
Yeah, he would constantly, when he would grab my phone.
Put the other icon. What's the big deal?
He hates it. He hates the new one. And I tell you what, it's more clicks to get to everything.
Oh, boy.
They've screwed up the navigation, so it's a lot harder to get to stuff. For instance, there's the list of videos. On the old one, you click the video, it played. On the new one, you click the video, it goes to a detail page that gives you comments and information about the video. And then, if you click the video, it starts playing in the little sub-window, so you can still see the comments while it plays. If you want to get it full screen, you have to click another button.
Okay.
You know, and so it's just extra clicks all around. So I try before the new one even disappeared, I tried to get him to use the new one, and he's like, "What the fuck is this? This is crap. Give me my old one back." Now so the old one's gone.
Okay.
So okay, whatever. So that one's one thing. And here's another one. I'll save the one that actually pisses me off the most for last. The next one is the App Store. They've reorganized it. It's prettier than it was before, and maybe this has to do with me having a 4 instead of a 4S or a 5. But performance on it is awful now, and like it not just performance.
Okay,
but,
mine was fine. But like, okay, just, so yeah, so it must be.
But
it must
also, be, yeah. like if I know what I want, let me be more specific. If I know what I want, I can search for it, get it, download it, and the fact that it downloads in the background instead of popping you back out again is awesome. Okay, those things are good. But like yesterday, I was going through an exercise where I was trying to find an app that did a certain thing. So I was using the search. And the first thing is, instead of the search coming in a nice vertical list that you can very easily scan through, mm-hmm. they now have these panels that cover the whole screen that you can only see one at a time, and you have to flip between them. Flip, 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 flip. And A, even if the speed was awesome, that is less efficient when I'm searching. Okay? It's harder to quickly find what you want if you're looking through a big list of stuff. But on my 4, not only was it less efficient just because of the design, but also like it would stutter and get stuck and all this crap, and I was getting frustrated as hell, and I was starting to think, okay, I need to find what there are multiple third-party websites and services that help you find apps. And I was like, I can't use the App Store for this anymore. I have to actually go do this with a third party, find the app I want, and then go to the App Store to get it. You know? And so that was pissing me off.
Okay.
So now finally, the last thing, I think this is the last thing so far. I mean, most, and I've only had it 24 hours, so there's probably going to be more. And this one, I will admit right off the bat, is a thing that of Apple's many millions of customers, I am probably the only fucking one affected by this.
What did they do to you?
Maybe there's like 3 of us. I don't know. But it is not going to be more than this. Okay, so one thing that a bunch of people have commented on is they have separated out the podcast app from music.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
So
I
like,
saw that.
So like... you can't just normally... So now the idea is if you're going to be listening to a podcast or watching a video podcast or whatever, you don't go into...
iTunes, you go into the separate app
and right. blah, blah, blah. And now, first of all, the separate podcast app itself isn't that awesome. It's serviceable, I guess, but it's not that awesome. I guess they improved it. They did release a separate podcast app at first, like...
They released an update. It made me download an update again.
It was horrible. So this is better than that, I gather. But here's the thing. I actually go through a lot of effort to put my podcasts into playlists. Okay.
You can't access those playlists in the podcast app?
And not only that, but and more unusual perhaps, I also created I have smart playlists. These aren't ones that I manually adjust. These are smart playlists that I spend a lot of time figuring out the rules on, that actually mix up my music and podcasts. So like my normal way of listening.
Oh shit! My normal
way
you could be going through a couple of songs and then all of a sudden a podcast.
Yeah,
pops
so
up.
I have it in a shuffle out of a list. My normal ratio is.
I used to find that incredibly annoying.
So it'll do a few songs.
No,
podcast,
I know that. Yeah, there's only like
3
people in the world that would like that because I used to find that incredibly annoying. I'm listening to a fucking song and all of a sudden I wind up with a podcast. As a matter of fact, at this point, I think I removed all the podcasts from my phone.
So I did this intentionally. I spent a lot of time thinking about how to set it up. I've got some custom things set up there. Okay, so fine. They separated out the podcast app. But I figured, okay, it'll be separate, but at least if I've got a playlist set up.
It'll sync the playlist.
It'll sync the playlist, and it'll let me play the damn playlist, and I should have no problem, right? No. not only did they separate it out, but when you have a playlist that includes podcasts and you go to it in the music app, it's blank. Like, all the podcasts are removed. So not only could I not go to my playlist that had mixed podcasts, like there was a bug a few versions of iOS before that wouldn't do the mixed playlist, but at least I had my playlist of unplayed podcasts and I had my playlist of regular songs, and I could go to both of them fine. In the new music app, if I go to my playlist full of podcasts, it's blank. There's nothing there. Okay. And so not only can I not use my mixed playlist, I can't use my separated playlists. And why does that matter? Because I've got my stupid podcast app. There are two reasons. One, the podcast app itself is kind of annoying. Like, you can't see, like, the little slider that tells you how far along you can't even see that unless you click an extra button, and it's got some other weirdness to it. But more importantly to me, I shuffle the damn playlist, too, of my podcasts. Like, I've got 100 podcasts, and I, like, shuffle them to make sure I'm getting a variety of them every time. And there's no way to shuffle it. There's no way to define your order. That just gives you a list of your podcasts in order by how recent the episode is. So, like, if I'm sitting down in my car, I either have to actually think about and pick which podcast I want, or I have to do something like I'll pick the oldest one, or I'll pick the newest one, or something like that. I can't shuffle the damn things anymore. I can't mix them with songs anymore. And this really pisses me off because it completely stops me from using, because, you know, look, where do I listen to this? I listen to this in the car. I normally, the way I did this was I get in the car, it hooks up to my Bluetooth sound system, and I play my master shuffled playlist that includes both songs and music shuffled, and off I go. I just plain can't do that anymore. That's gone. Now when I get in the car, I have to pick, do I want music or do I want podcasts? And if I pick podcasts, I actually have to pick which podcast I want to listen to. And that pisses me off.
Yeah, that's annoying.
I was gonna put a post on my blog ranting about this, but now that I've ranted here, I'm not going to, because I said it here. Which is okay. I probably should do it anyway, because if I put it on the thing, then, you know, there's a chance somebody from Apple will see it sometime. But whatever, not like they'll change it. It's not like my use case is common. My use case is the use case of a bizarre person who is not mainstream, and so I'm fucked. And I hear you've got someone wanting some attention.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think we're done with iOS and iPhone, unless you had any more comments about iOS 6.
No, I mean, I think that the bottom line is that there's a whole bunch of neat features, especially for calling another phone, whatever, that I found really cool.
Oh, yeah, like the thing like when you get a call and you don't answer, you can just do a one-button text back and things like that.
Yeah, I've already used that a whole bunch of times.
There's some good things like that. I anticipate using that one because I never want to answer the phone, so I'll just use that instead.
There you go. So I've gotten a whole bunch of other neat things that I've noticed. I mean, overall, it's quite, the Facebook posting of photos is quite good, for example, that's integrated, even though you can't tag them, which I found annoying. Stuff like that. It's quite impressive, a lot of the features and things that they did. I will say it's quite a big change from the old one, and quite a lot of additional new features.
Right, there are a lot of minor enhancements that when you add them all up together are a nice update.
Exactly right.
If only they hadn't fucked up the podcasts.
I know. So damn, just write me up
and YouTube's and maps. You know what?
Unfuck my podcast, please.
Yeah. Okay. We'll take a break and. Yvonne, in addition to having your child, your connection is breaking up a little bit. So we'll take a break. I'll call you back in a minute, and we'll keep going, and we'll talk about the election. Back after this.
I think my child is hungry. Hold on. Okay. I gotta go get some food.
Hang on. Okay. Bring me the elephant.
Yvonne's account information.
Hello.
Hello, Yvonne. Alex said he wants to talk to Yvonne, too.
Alex said he wants to talk to me. Hi, Alex. How you doing? Can you hear me?
Talk to Yvonne.
Do I have the microphone near my face? It doesn't seem like it, does it?
I can hear you. Talking to there. That's where Yvonne is, sort of.
Yeah, I'm in here. Hi, Alex. How are you?
Say something.
What are you doing?
He's looking around.
Well, okay. I'm saying to you, have fun over there.
Okay, I'm going to need you to go back with Mommy while I finish talking to Yvonne, okay?
The doctor friend again.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to Yvonne again.
And me and Excel are friend too.
Yeah, you can talk to Yvonne too sometime.
And me and Excel are friends.
Oops, sorry.
Boy.
I just rolled over his foot with my chair.
Oh, that's not good. Oh, no, that's not good.
Hold on.
Oh, God, you gotta go take care of that.
Okay, he's fine now.
Okay, good.
Okay, Alex, will you stay with Mommy while I finish talking to Yvonne? He's showing you one of his cars.
Oh, cool. What kind of car is it?
Can you tell Yvonne about the car? What color
is it? I like cars.
What color is the car, Alex?
It's a very silent color.
It is a silent color. Okay, Alex, it's time. You need to go with Mommy for a little bit. We probably have about another 20 minutes to go. 30 minutes, maybe. Okay? Randy? Okay.
Huh? Honey, I shrunk the kids. Let's see.
Okay. Mommy's going to do something fun with you.
I am? What? I've been doing something
fun for the last hour. Come on, bud. Oh, there you go.
I don't suppose you can sit and be quiet. Can you, Alex? That never works.
No, that's not going
to work. Be careful, Daddy.
Be careful, Daddy?
Yeah, go for it, Daddy.
Be careful not to roll over you again.
Yeah. I'll promise not to hurt him.
Daddy, it's in that chair, please.
Okay, you want me to sit in that chair?
Yeah, I'm going to sit in that chair.
And you're going to sit in that chair?
Yeah. Okay, Daddy.
Okay. Okay, are you going to play with your car? Quietly. Let's see how this goes. Okay, okay, this is not going to work at all if you're climbing on me. Okay, Alex? Okay. Okay, if you stay on the chair and stay quiet. Okay? Do you want my phone? Here. You can play with my phone.
The phone that he doesn't like anymore because he... app is terrible, but it's okay.
It does other games, but, you know, that one's gone. Or, it just happened to be his favorite, that's all. This,
oh, gosh.
This is the new train videos, right there. Yeah.
Working, it chains. It chains you. It's chains you. No, it is chains you, so we should do.
Yeah, this is the new train videos here.
Our trains?
Yeah. Okay, hold it. Okay. And so you can click on one of those if you want it. Okay. Okay. Well, let's start this sucker. Let's see what happens.
All right.
Okay. And we're back.
Mr. Moms are back. There we go. We're here.
Yeah. Anyway, so then aside from all this iPhone stuff, we still have an election going on.
We have an election going
Before we go on the events of the week, let me do the 30-second version of my Electoral College update.
Gosh, I gave you intro music, you know?
I know, that's pretty awesome intro music. And then we can talk about the events of the day. The bottom line is, right now, the current status, if the election was held today, according to my estimates, Obama would win. See, he just got upset at the new train videos. And he threw the phone in the trash.
He threw it in the garbage. I love it. Oh, that's brilliant. Well, he's not mincing words on his opinion on this.
Anyway, if the election was held today, Obama 347, Romney 191, which is an increase from where it was because North Carolina has tipped just barely over to the Obama side of the fence. Meaning,
seriously? Wow. I didn't expect that.
Now, bottom line, North Carolina has been hovering right around zero the whole time. Romney's usually been a little bit ahead. Now Obama's a little bit ahead by a tiny fraction that is probably not significant and could be statistical fluctuation or even if it's not, could disappear overnight. So, you know, either way, North Carolina is too close to call. But what this does do is it puts the everybody gets every state they're ahead in line on my chart. Obama is now tied to the best he's ever been. The last time he was this high in that was in April. In May, in early May. Romney's best case has also deteriorated somewhat. A number of states that were in contention for him really aren't anymore. So his best case is now still to win. He still could win if he sweeps all the close states, but it's now only a 278 to 260 margin, so only 9 electoral votes to spare above a tie. And bottom line, Romney's situation has been deteriorating since the beginning of the month.
He didn't do himself much help this week. Although, let's be clear, he didn't do it now. He did it back in May.
Yeah, so there are several things that he's sort of screwed up. We talked about last week about his response to the foreign crisis. This week, the main thing that was a video of him at a fundraiser came out.
Yes.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about that? Because it happened right next door to your house or something, right?
It happened. I was telling Sam.
Be honest, Yvonne. The reason you know about this is you were there. You were a major Romney donor, right?
Oh, of course. Yes, I went. I dropped 25 large over at this guy's house over here. No. Okay? I do recall when this fundraiser happened, actually, they had closed off all the streets. It was one day after, like, work. I'm going to the gym, and I didn't realize this whole thing was going on, right? So I'm trying to get to the gym. This entire street to it is closed. I don't understand what the hell's going on. They're not letting anybody in. But I've gone through a side street, and I managed to get to the gym to the point where one of the cops in the middle of the street that was clearing it just let me in. And I see everybody backed out, back to the gym. They're letting nobody out. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? I mean, it's got to be like the president or something, because every time, the other time we had this, like when Sarah Palin or somebody had come into town. And so then I get in, and I'm at one of the machines, and then on the TV they put up that Romney was here for a fundraising dinner over at the Woodfield Country Club, which is just right across the street from where I live, okay? And so the main thing is that he was at this fundraiser. Somebody, which we don't know who it is at this point, I haven't seen the name of the person, surreptitiously recorded this. Apparently, they started sharing it with some reporters, and then this week, what was the publication? Mother Jones went and published excerpts of the video and pretty much a very significant lengthy clips on it. I mean, the main thing is his big statement that 47% of Americans are basically people who are dependent on government and who do not want personal responsibility. And so, therefore, they will never vote for him because basically all they're looking is to be in the government tip. basically, and don't want anything that has anything to do with personal responsibility. Bottom line. So that's the key statement. He said a whole bunch of other things, but you know, that was, I think, the one that really took the cake, I think.
So I'll admit to not listening to most of what you just said because I went and took Alex back downstairs. But
a lot of people also heard my son crying at the same time as I was telling it. But the bottom line is, you know, look, he said, look. Look, his comments, everybody kept saying, well, you know, some people started saying, well, they're out of context. Oh, no, they're not. You can fucking listen to the whole video.
So now the best version of that argument I've heard, not saying I buy it, but the best version I've heard was, look, he was talking about who to appeal to in the election. And if you read his comments narrowly, it was saying, hey, look, I have a low taxes message. And if you don't pay taxes, that's not going to resonate with you. So there's no point in going after those people.
That's fucking what a crock of shit. Look, he clearly stated that he's saying that 40% of Americans, which are the people that don't want to vote for him, like myself, okay, people who voted for Obama, are people who are looking to be dependent on the government. He can go fucking kiss my ass. Okay, all right. Because that is not true. It has nothing to do with it. And basically what he thinks is that either, you know, I mean, he just basically called these people that pay no, you know. Here's the problem. He mixes two groups.
He mixes several things up. So well, go ahead and start.
He mixes several things because 47% is he's taking that statistic of people that pay no income taxes. Okay? All right? Which has nothing to do really or is not directly related to the fucking 47% of people that voted for Obama. Well, one has nothing to do with the other.
So first of all, let's say
They cross paths, but they are not the same.
So let's hit a couple things. First of all, the 47% is no income tax. And it's some sort of weird household tax units thing. It's not actually individuals, but whatever. It's only federal income tax.
It doesn't count state taxes. It doesn't count property taxes. It doesn't count, you know, your payroll taxes that you pay.
And for fuck's sake, sales tax.
Sales tax, for God's sakes. I mean, the fucking Republicans are the first ones that have been advocating, for example, to go to a fucking like consumption tax or flat tax or some kind in order to equal pay. These people are basically on that program because for the most part, fucking Republicans reduced the number of people that were paying income taxes, okay? And now he's going out there and calling them all a whole bunch of mooches.
Yes, it was pointed out by numerous people that percentage is a lot higher than it used to be because of Ronald Reagan.
And George Bush!
Who one of the major parts of his tax reform that he pushed through was saying, hey, the poorest among us shouldn't pay anything, you know?
Right.
And so that comes from him to a large degree. But, you know, but if you do look at total tax load, another thing that was pointed out, by the way, is if you are relatively well off, the tax that affects you is indeed the federal income tax, and all the others sort of are trivial in comparison.
That's correct, because our tax system is skewed.
Right.
Because, like, for example, Social Security stops when you at $170,000.
Right. However, however, if you are, let's say, in the bottom 20 or 40%, then the income tax is a relatively minor portion of your tax load, and all of these other taxes become much more significant.
Like Social Security, Medicare, and sales taxes. They become quite a huge burden on these people. And this fucking moron, you know what he showed? What he shows is that he gets a lot of contempt for a lot of people is what he showed.
Yeah, well, and let me add, by the way, that of the 47% that pay no income tax, a number of people have been passing around the chart that shows how they are disproportionately concentrated
in
Republican-leaning states.
Absolutely, yes.
And a significant portion of that 47% actually probably does vote Republican.
Yes, they do.
You know, I'm not. I don't know whether it's a majority or not, but it's certainly not a trivial fraction. So the way that he was putting together that calculation of, well, we have the only way that it makes any sense is if you do consider it as, hey, our argument about low taxes isn't going to resonate with the people who don't pay taxes. If that's all he said, hey, that kind of makes sense.
No, but I think that what he was.
But that's not all he said.
But what he said. What he said is that the 47% of the people that don't vote for him are people who basically don't want personal responsibility. Okay, these are people that are just want to be dependent on the government and are not looking to have personal responsibility. And that is a crock of shit. Okay, all right. I mean, that is such utter bullshit. All right. The fact that, you know what, that us that are not voting for this jerk off. Okay. Want a government that, you know what, doesn't let the people who are at the poorest ends of the fucking spectrum, okay, to be fucking like living on dirt, okay? That, you know, heaven forbid, you know, because he mentioned like that people believe that they should have a home, that they should have healthcare, have a fucking education. Oh, Jesus, says, really?
People feel like they're entitled to
And I say,
food.
Yes, they should be. They should be, fucking asshole. Yes. You live in one of the world's richest fucking countries. You think we can't give people food, healthcare? What? Do we let them like fucking die at the fucking ER when they arrive without insurance or money? I mean, that's the shit that he's talking about. Because these people don't fucking care about anybody but themselves. I mean, that's just, it just, you know. I mean, I just hear everybody is like, well, healthcare, you know, why should we give healthcare to anybody? What? Do we start telling people at emergency rooms, you have no coverage, we'll wheel you outside and we'll let you die? Is that what they're proposing to do? Because that is what it sounds, okay? No, that is what they are saying, okay? Even, you know, they think that if you don't have any money, you should just, we should just fucking like, oh, well, you're sick. Oh, well, sorry, you're fucked. We'll just wheel you outside. We'll let you die. Oh yeah, you can just please don't let the paying customers, you know, don't block the paying customers as they come in. Thanks. Oh, food? Yeah, food. No, forget it. You know, forget it. You're poor, you can't afford food. Oh, housing? No, you should just be fucking homeless. You know,
to be fair for a second, there are two things here. Most in the Republican Party at this point don't actually go that far and do think there is a role for a safety net, including Romney, by the way. But you're right, his rhetoric doesn't sound that way. And even the most extreme ones who say that government should not be doing that say that don't say that the poor should get fucked. They say that it should be the role of private organizations like churches and charities to take care of them, not the government.
Yeah, look, be that as it may, the reality is what he said is he really believes that a lot of people out there, the part about the takers is that there's a lot of people out there who are working minimum wage jobs. I know, and I've met a lot of these people who are really trying, who are really working their fucking butts off. And maybe they don't have either the education, maybe they don't have the opportunity we got. Maybe you were born to the wrong fucking person, okay? You know, you were born to a crackhead and a wife beater. You don't get to make that fucking choice, okay? All right? You know, you don't. And so what? They don't deserve to have health care? They don't deserve to have an education? You know, there's these people that are working out there making $8 an hour, and the way that things are stacked, you know, how do you pay for a home? How do you pay for food? How do you pay for education? You could be working your fucking ass off, and you still can't afford these things in this country. And my point is that they're talking about, you know, they keep talking about like it's 1965, okay? In 1965, a person with a high school education could just walk out, you know what, get a job, pay for a home, pay for a car, and have his family enjoy a good quality education, make sure if his kid chose to go to college, and have health care. And you know what? 40 years later, in this fucking country, it doesn't work that way, okay? People that, you know, we have a larger percentage of people who are not college educated in this country, and right now, with the jobs that they are getting and the salaries that they are making, okay, at that end, they can't fucking pay for these things. And what these people are saying is that these people aren't making it because they're just not trying, because they're moochers, and I don't think that they are.
Yeah, and that's an important thing here, because like let's even take the argument and say, okay, this 47% are living off the government teat. Okay, first of all, because of all the other taxes and all the other things, it's not really true.
It's not really true.
Although, yeah, if you do the net giver versus taker, we're actually well beyond 47% that get more from government than take out. But like you said, here's the thing. Most of those people who are on government assistance of various sorts aren't like the stereotypical, you know, sitting in their home doing drugs, just collecting the check.
Right.
You know, that's not what's going on. Like, you know, I'll give an example right here. I am one of the folks who's indirectly, you know, has government benefits coming into our household. Brandy is a vet. She was in the Navy. She gets various things that are benefits from that, including the Navy is paying for her to go back to college right now. You know, the Navy pays for part of her health care. You know, and look, she served. She was in the Navy. This is part of the package that you get. That 47% includes people like her.
Right.
You know, and there are all kinds of benefits there. And again, I think the key is like the percentage that's actually sort of the stereotypical, you know, not wanting to do anything but mooch and laugh and say, haha, look, they're giving me money and I don't have to do a damn thing. That percentage is tiny.
I mean, it's low and there are out there. I'm not going to deny that there are people out there that are fucking moochers. I'm not saying that there aren't, okay? I've met many of them. But to say that 47% of Americans are is fucking a crock of shit, okay? I mean, it's really an insult to quite a lot of hardworking people.
Well, and look, this is another one, and this goes back to our gaffe conversation before. There's argument about, you know, here, okay, is this revealing the true Romney, or was he just speaking to the crowd? Or what?
Bullshit. But I think yes.
But let's grant him, let's say he fucked up and he didn't really mean this. First of all, his corrections haven't really said he didn't mean this.
No, exactly. He hasn't backtracked a single word of it.
But let's say he did. Then it's still, what the fuck did you think you were saying? And we came out right last week and actually gave the example of, hey, guess what? Fundraisers, they're not really private.
Jesus Christ, didn't we just fucking finish saying this? You know what this shows me is that him and his whole fucking campaign is a pack of morons. I mean, really, Sam? I mean, really, if I'm like sending, you know, what the hell? What was he thinking? You know, nothing private anymore.
He was thinking that this is the message that these donors wanted to hear.
Yeah, great. Well, you know what? But what he should have understood is that when you need to stay on fucking message all the time. Because otherwise, this is the shit that happens. Number one, I'm just talking from the political aspect, okay, of the fuck up. Not from the fact that, well, shit, well, now we know exactly what he really thinks. He's a fucking asshole. I didn't really think the guy was an asshole before, I gotta be honest with you. I just really didn't. Okay? I mean, I thought, you know, I disagree with him in some of his ideas. He's a smart guy, you know, he worked in business, you know. I mean, but I just disagree with his ideas. Now I think he's just a fucking asshole. Okay? And I'm not voting for a fucking asshole. And let me tell you something. I think a lot of people came away with a perception that he is a fucking asshole. And you know what? People don't like to vote for assholes. Okay?
You know,
it's like one of the things, like, you know, one of the factors is like G.W. Bush. They kept talking about, you know, why, oh, you'd probably want to
sit
down.
He's a nice guy.
You want to drink a beer with him. Who wants to drink a fucking beer with Mitt Romney? Okay? You don't want this asshole at a bar. Who the hell wants this pretentious, pompous ass?
So what you're saying is you like the guy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Fucking idiot. I wish I could get a ticket to the fucking debate over here. Like, because the debate, the last debate is by my house. Also, it's over here.
Excellent.
A couple of blocks away.
So we're going kind of long, but a couple more things that we should get to. Two more things that he said in that same speech that are worth at least noting. One was he talked about
if he had been born like me in Puerto Rico, that his life would have been a lot easier, would have gotten ahead faster.
Oh, he did make that joke.
Yes.
He's apparently made that joke that things would be easier if he was Hispanic for months and months at a whole bunch of different venues.
Born in Mexico, but, you know, oh well.
But no, no, he did make that joke. The other two things that were noted, one was his comments on the Israel-Palestine situation.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, the long and short of it is that the situation is hopeless. He was just going to kick the can down the road.
Yep.
And, you know, you don't want to actually negotiate with these Palestinian folks, basically.
Basically, yeah.
Which, you know, for the whole, you know, for the last, I don't know, four decades, maybe more, the U.S. has been trying to play the role of honest broker between these guys. And, you know, well, that would go out the window there.
Well, that's done.
Then the other thing is just an offhand comment he made that it's like another one of those, I can't believe you're saying that. Even if you really believe that, I can't believe you're saying that out loud. He actually said something along the lines of the fact that he was not born with a single a silver spoon in his mouth.
Oh, yeah.
He inherited nothing, and he built himself all up from scratch himself.
What a crock of shit. That would be like now, like, for example, you know, look, I was born to a family that had money. So I've lived on it for like, hey, that's how I got my education. It's got my shit. Then my dad dies. He leaves me the inheritance. But I have so much money now that I just decided to give that away because that was really a pittance, which is what he fucking did. He said, well, I just built myself up because I didn't get anything. What a fucking stupid ass comment.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing that does not resonate well when people hear. It's like, okay, fine, you did well in life. There's certainly a part of your fortune that you made for yourself.
And it had nothing to do with the fact that your father, you know, that didn't help at all. What a fucking loser.
The fact that your father was a CEO of a company, a governor of a state, that made no difference whatsoever. You would have ended up exactly the same place if you'd been born in a slum somewhere.
Exactly. Right. Fucking idiot. You know what? Listen. My bottom line, and I said this week, this moment to me, what it seems like, and given like even some of the polling data, what's coming out like a little bit. Now, I know it's too early to tell. To me, it looks like that stupid Dukakis moment when he was in the fucking tank. Okay? It's almost like it's literally his tank moment. Okay? They're going to be replaying this shit, okay, through November.
Well, I think part of the key here is he's losing people that would normally be on his side at this point. I linked on Twitter to a couple posts by Peggy Noonan who are basically saying, I can't believe how incompetent this campaign is. She was a speechwriter for Ronald Reagan,
right,
and supports Republican causes, etc., and is like, really? Really? You know, you know, lots of folks are turning and are sort of going into, okay, Mitt's going to lose. Let's save ourselves.
Yes, a lot of people are. Almost everybody who's running for like a Senate or a House seat are just saying, okay, let Mitt nowhere near my rally or campaign at this point. I'll never win with this asshole.
Yeah, and so this is the kind of – he's in – you know, someone pointed out it's too early to call it a death spiral because some people were saying it was a death spiral. But he – The last few weeks have been really, really bad for him.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, have they been bad? I mean, this dude is like a fucking bad news, like fucking bad news fest.
Starting with his own mediocre convention.
Yep.
Then the Democrats blew a convention out of the water.
Right.
And then as soon as that convention was over, Romney stuck his foot in his fucking mouth every fucking day.
Yes.
Those are some of those enhanced sentences right there.
Yeah.
you know, and so now there are a huge portion of the population is never going to change their minds. There's a big portion that's going to vote Republican no matter what happens, and there's a big portion that's going to vote Democrat whatever happens. There's that little portion.
What's up, Sam, by the way.
I know. There's that little portion in the middle who could go either way, and then there's the question of getting out your base to actually vote. But on all of those fronts, Romney is giving up on getting the centrists to vote for him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that whole video, that like the centrist vote is like, forget about it.
And then he's pissing off, you know, his base is not happy, so they might stay home too. And everything that comes out of Romney's mouth is riling up the Democratic base to get them to come to the polls.
Absolutely. What he did, I think that that's one of the things that people are saying, that one of the worst mistakes about this that whole video, that fiasco, is that what he wound up doing is energizing the Democrats to make sure that they're out there to vote against this jerk off. I got to tell you something. I actually made sure I printed out where the fuck I was registered to vote, make sure after I saw that moment to make sure I didn't fuck that up. Right. Because, by the way, you should know, my polling station is where he gave the speech.
Oh, excellent, excellent.
It's right at the actual country club where at the actual community where he gave the speech. I got the address. Like the other day, they moved it there. I forgot about that. Yes. So there you go. I can fucking bury him at home. Here it is at Woodfield Country Club right there. That's where the freaking thing is.
So, Yvonne, I know you got to go and we've gone long, so we should wrap it up. But any thoughts on this? He finally released the 2011 taxes. So he'd promised to release the last 2 years. He'd released 2010 in the spring. He now released 2011 along with a summary of the last 20 years. Any thoughts on that before we wrap it up?
The thought that I had is the same that I had months ago. This moron had nothing to hide. Why the fuck did you hide it so long? What is this another? This is another stupid mistake by his campaign. I mean, I don't understand. Why does he believe that he is going to be the president or confront him for president and then have an expectation of privacy? Okay, all right. You know what? That goes out the window when you run for fucking president. I think, to be honest with you, I'm getting to the point of the conclusion that the reason he doesn't want to release him because I think he doesn't think he's going to win.
So any thoughts on the whole thing with not claiming all the deductions in order to keep the rate above the level he'd promised?
Well, fuck. I mean, come on. That's the reason why they hadn't been releasing last year's.
Yeah.
We're just trying to fucking tweak that number. It's probably that low that it kept figuring out a fucking way to tweak it so it didn't look as bad. It's just, you know what? It's just like I said. It was bad. You should have gotten over it. You shouldn't have dragged it out this long. Okay? You did. It's another fucking incompetent action by this, basically at this point, fucking one of the most incompetent campaigns we've seen in the last fucking set of elections for Brett.
I mean, you'd potentially still have an argument about the earlier years, but there's no reason he couldn't have released this year's taxes back in the spring.
Right.
At the same time, he released 2010. Yeah, release 2011, get it out of the way. Everybody would have been done talking about it in April.
But you created yourself a fucking topic for people to be out there. And even like right now you released it, like I said, it's so fucking late in the game that very few people are probably going to pay attention. What everybody's going to remember is the fact that Romney didn't release his income taxes. That's what they're going to remember.
Right. And the other thing I will say, though, is I think this will diffuse this for most of the rest of the campaign, like, because if at this point the Democrats hammer on him further and say, well, come on, we want the details of the 10 years before that, those must really be embarrassing, or if they start hammering on the not declaring all of his deductions to keep it and it really would have been 9% or whatever, they're going to look petty and stupid.
I don't think nobody started banging away on it because I think they realize that this, you know, they've got enough other stuff to be able to fucking like get away at him anyway. Why the fuck, like, keep piling on at this point anyway? It's already done. He already did the damage on this. He already did it. You know?
I mean, because basically what this came out is, hey, look, he's rich, and he doesn't pay much in taxes, and he's got some offshore investments. We knew all of that months ago.
You know, I earn a minuscule percentage of what this asshole earned, and I think that my tax rate is the same, which is pathetic, okay?
And mine is considerably higher than his. So, you know,
I mean, it's ridiculous. Okay. And if you don't think that's ridiculous, you got a fucking problem. I mean, there's something wrong with the system when somebody earning that kind of money is paying that little in taxes.
Now, I have heard some of the arguments about why, you know, the capital gains tax is lower because they want to encourage investment, blah, 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 blah.
That's like a shit. It's just a way to shield money. I know it is because I've done it using that. It's too easy. That's all I'm able to – one of the things that I do to lower my tax rate. But you know what? Let's face it. I mean because of how much I earn and I pay 7% of Social Security, this son of a bitch doesn't pay – you know, he paid it on the first 100,000. Well, he made $13 million that didn't get taxed at 7%. I mean, the percentage of my income that got taxed with that 7%, you know, is significantly higher than his. I mean, and it just shows that my, I mean, how, if you add that to my taxes, I paid a significantly higher rate than this guy.
There you go. Any other closing thoughts, Yvonne?
No, that's it.
Let's wrap this sucker up then. Thanks everybody for listening to Curmudgeon's Corner yet again. Tell your friends, tweet about us, share us on Facebook, you know, all of that kind of stuff.
Twit.
We like listeners. Send us your feedback. Abelsmay@abelsmay.com. We've had feedback every week for the last few weeks. I'm happy about that.
Yay!
Let's get some even more in here. So thanks again, and have a good week, everybody, and tune in next week. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.